I'd like to introduce someone I've been working with for the past, I think, over a year now. Declaration of Peace is a group that has been put together by several anti-war or pro-peace groups. And today we have Kathy Liskum to share a few words with us.
Hello, good afternoon. Thank you for the press that showed up. We really appreciate it. My greatest fear is that Speaker Pelosi is colluding with the Bush administration in a deep way here. I wish that she were knocking together the heads of the Blue Dog Democrats to vote for Congressman Lee's amendment rather than putting such heavy pressure among on the stalwarts like Lee and Maxine Waters and Lynn Woolsey, those heroines of ours. The problem is, it looks like the United States is going to be in Iraq for a very long time. And the Democrats are either agreeing that this should happen, or they're not moving fast enough to end the war today, tomorrow, next month. As we speak, there's an oil law written by the State Department and the International Monetary Fund that's before the Iraqi parliament that would effectively privatized most of their oil, which has been nationalized since the mid-70s. There are also, this would open the way, the doors for Exxon, Chevron, BP, Mobil, and the rest of the multinationals to really plunder the Iraqi oil. This is not mentioned in the Chronicle. It's really under the radar in the U.S. press. The Democrats have not spoken to it, but certainly they must know what's going on. Also, there are 14 huge military bases in Iraq. The largest U.S. embassy in the world is being built there. And so for the Democrats to dither, you know, and to drag their feet on this is really unconscionable, unless some of them are in collusion with the Bush administration and believe that we should be the superpower in the Middle East. So we really have to fight, brothers and sisters, people of this country. It's patriotic to resist with all of our being this war. Thank you very much.